It's a piece of the puzzle into solving the mysterious killing of a top Hamas figure in January. Dubai police say this surveillance footage shows the alleged suspects that were behind the assassination of Mahmoud al-Mabhouh. The United Arab Emirates condemned the attack, saying that despite the suspects coming from friendly nations because they all carried European passports, Dubai police would work to bring them to justice.
One of the suspects is French, one is German, three Irish, and six British. This is a list of all the wanted suspects. This list will be given to the press, the newspapers, and Interpol.
In the footage, the alleged hit squad, using various aliases, including this woman identified as Gail, are seen entering the hotel at various times. So too was the victim.
The victim arrives at his room, then Kevin and Gail try and secure the corridor to make sure it's safe. There is a possibility that they might have knocked on the door and tried to open it, or that they were able to open the door and enter the room before the victim came in. The murder has taken place. The team members leave within 20 minutes max.
After the killing takes place, the alleged suspects are seen at the Dubai airport, all boarding European-bound flights. Al-Mabhouh, a top Hamas figure who was responsible for procuring funds and weapons to the Islamist movement's military wing, was found dead in his hotel room on January 20th, though authorities and Hamas officials did not announce his murder until days later. Both Hamas and Al-Mabhouh's family say he was assassinated by Israel's intelligence agency, Mossad. Dubai police have not ruled that out as a possibility, but so far have refrained from directly blaming Israel, which has been known to carry out such attacks on foreign soil in the past.
Israeli authorities have not confirmed or denied whether they were behind the assassination, but the mere perception that they could have carried it out will be seen by many as a deterrent. Hamas, on the other hand, says it needs no further evidence and insists Israel was behind the killing of one of its senior figures. Now it vows to avenge his death. Ayman Mohiuddin, Al Jazeera, Gaza.